Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading and the responsorial psalm can be understood in three different ways. The first way, referring to the Israelites. The second way, referring to sinners. And the third way, referring to saints. It's understood in the first way in that this is obviously, or I should say it's the evident meaning of the first reading in the responsorial psalm. It refers to the time when God brings back his chosen people, the Israelites, from the Babylonian exile. They were unfaithful to God and to his covenant while living in Jerusalem. And so, as a just punishment for their sins, God sends them off into exile, into deportation into Babylon. But through the prophet Jeremiah, he promises redemption, that they would come back. He promises them consolation. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north, the land of the north being Babylon. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. So this is the first and obvious meaning. But it also refers to sinners, because in fact, our Lord is fulfilling these words of Jeremiah in the prophetical sense, that he was prophesying not only of the return of the chosen people of God from exile, but also the redemption of all mankind from the slavery of sin, okay, and the exile from God's grace and being united with him in friendship. And our Lord fulfills that in the gospel. As he's walking on the way, again, he's coming to Jerusalem with a sizable crowd, and they're rejoicing. Again, the prophet talks about gathering people from the ends of the earth with the blind and the lame in their midst. And so here is this blind man being cured by our Lord. So it refers to sinners. Okay, again, the psalm says, those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. And so this is the experience of the sinner who repents and finds forgiveness with God. The sinner who enters the confessional with tears leaves rejoicing because he has found grace and he has found forgiveness. Now, it also refers to the saints, inasmuch as those who live in God's grace in this world find themselves in a time of trial, in a time in which we must labor in the vineyard of the Lord and endure many tribulations. It is not a time of rest and repose, but that time comes afterward when we are promised our heavenly reward. As St. Augustine says, tribulation commonly attends the virtuous in this life. Their reward is reserved for the next. And so when we read, those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. And so if we are striving to be the saints that we ought to be, and we are laboring in the vineyard of the Lord, each in his own place in which God has chosen to put him, there are going to be times in which tears are going to flow from our eyes. Remember the vision of Saint Faustina. She had a vision of the two paths, no? One that was straight and narrow, that there were many rocks and very few souls on this path. And they kept stumbling over the rocks and falling down. And St. Faustina says they had tears in their eyes. But when they got to the end, that is their eternal reward, they immediately forgot all of their trials. And so that's how it is, as St. Augustine says, commonly for those who lead a virtuous life in this world. So if we put ourselves seriously on the path of sanctification, the majority of us should expect to meet up with trials and tribulations. But we should never get discouraged, because we have the promise of the Lord, the seed that we are sowing in this life. We shall come back rejoicing, carrying our sheaves. If we are faithful day after day, and we persevere until death, we can expect to reap a great harvest and a great crown of glory in heaven. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.